Hi, and welcome to Where So with your host, Vincent Sandy. Today's topic is following the inner voice, and I'm going to talk about many techniques, many ways through which you can access the yourself, how to get rid of the filters of the mind, but at the same time without losing control, keeping your awareness high, full and strong, fully awake and ready, as Paramahansa Yogananda used to say. Well, let me give you the numbers that you can call. Sometimes, maybe, you know, we can have some problems on the lines today, but nevertheless, you can try it out, and you can try to reach me to have a session with me online. If you manage to call, then you can manage to call as well. Well, let's see. Anyway, the numbers are 877-876-5227. And let me say that again. This is for U.S., and it's toll-free. So it's 877-876-5227. Or for U.S. and Canada, we have 888-815-9756. 818-815-9756. Or you can call the direct line whenever, wherever you are. Just dial the international code 001-530-876-3222. Remember also the website. Thank you for all the people who have been writing me. And this www.com. Let me repeat it slowly. www.joycelestial.com. Go there because you can open your free account. There are lots of techniques, articles, excerpts from my books and teachings, and it's all free. And of course, then you can see what I do in my life. You can also write me an email, and I would be happy to answer, to reply to everyone as much as I can. So let's start today with the topic that I prepared for you, and it's following the inner voice. First of all, I would like to relate it, obviously, to my own experience. What I have. I have my own life, and then on the light, under the light of the teachings that I've been following, and that have given me so much. But so I'm going to talk about legal interruption. Sometimes, probably today, we're going to have this kind of thing. Stay the line until the end of the hour, and then I'm going to keep on talking, okay? So anyway, basically, I want to relate it first to my own experience. When I was younger, that means around 16, 17, until 21, there was a huge amount of time in that period. There was a period of transition from being a teenager to a little bit more adult, or anyway, to the world and having a little bit more responsibility. But I remember that there was a huge amount of time that I used to spend alone in the house, or with some little lights and playing music. And times were absolutely, obviously fantastic. The only problem is that at that moment I didn't know what was happening, because I was going through a moment of transition, and I was so young, with the consciousness of a young boy. So what happened, in truth, is that really soon you have a feeling that the music was like wind. And it was so that I could feel and see to a force of nature. Now I see that that moment of those 3-4 years that had intense for me were like an initiation into freedom of perceptions. I was cleaning up everything that came on my way, and at that point, I started to move into something new, to something new. I could see from a different angle. I remember that when I was going out to dinner with I could understand where they were at. Suddenly I developed the ability to see beyond the appearances. And what happened is that if I hadn't gone through that period, which is a moment where everything just gets cut. I would have not for sure developed these intuitive abilities, which was already within me at that point. And I realized that an intuitive ability does not mean that you are like a circus artist, that whatever, or like McDonald's, like you order something and I know it. You are in a situation, you know what needs to be known, you know what needs to be done, you attune yourself with the energy of the situation, you understand the forces, the symbolic forces behind it. And everyone can have access to this because we have all in ourselves creative power and energy that will allow us to stay in tune with all these around us, within ourselves, and with the universe. So, cleaning up is a period, is an initiation period that you need to do. It is really important. Clean up your house, clean up yourself, keep yourself clean. Every thought that you have, try to define it. Feel, have clarity of feeling. Really important, because all these things will build up intuition on following the inner voice within yourself. And remember, after you've cleaned up, and you're cleaning up from your filters, just bringing clarity into those, observing them with clarity. Once you have clarity of mind, and once you also have been able to relax enough to cut out all the clutter, what is important is like you're to understand is the careful then of what thought you're using, and it's really important that you are the one choosing your thought. Let me explain. For example, during a cleaning up period, an initiation period that you have to do for yourself, and that means spend more time alone without internet, without too many messages on the phone, just clean up everything. Just have the feeling for some time that you are totally alone. And I don't mean that you have to isolate yourself, but sometimes you need to have a period, a limited period, like even a week or 3 days, to cut up with the world totally. And at that point, if you relax enough, you will start seeing that all your ideas, all your points of view, everything is away. At that moment is that you're just loosening the grasp that ideas and points of view have on you so that you can think a new thought. You're able to, you're creating space for new information to come in. What is important, this is an important delicate process, coming out of this process, of this moment of solitude, of cleaning up the cold self-initiation, let's say. What is important before going out, be sure the philosophy that you put in your mind, because we have to use your mind. When we come into the world again, you have to use your mind somehow, because you have to relate to the world somehow, and that is your mind. Be sure that the philosophy there, okay, comes from your own choice. Really important, otherwise you just get up to wear the philosophy of somebody else. And this is something that you should not do absolutely. Remember, before coming out, try to absorb from wise people, and this is great, people who have, you know, who their lives have proved to be great, and just go there and see what good they did in their lives, how they can inspire your life to grow and more. Okay? And then, it's up to you to evaluate what they did and how they can inspire you. You see, when you look at these great things, great people, you can only understand it through your own life, right? So try to evaluate that. Try to experiment. Try to wear it on you and see, experiment within yourself. And then you say, ask yourself this question, what is more important? When you have a philosophy, a new philosophy, after an initiation period, it's easy because it's a turning point. It's really easy to adopt new beliefs, new concepts, experiences. expansive. They can be expansive. They can be contractive. That's up to you. Ask yourself this question. What is more life-affirming? So, let's keep on talking, but probably you're going to see, you're going to listen in the background here in my house in Thailand, some sounds from outside. This is because we live in sort of community neighborhood, very beautiful place. Anyway, this is really important because once you choose clarity, with clarity, what are the new thoughts that you want to have with clarity? You are developing proper feeling and reason. And this will stimulate your intuition because actually people who have good reasoning and feeling with, you know, at that point, they're able to what it can be called semi-intuition. They're halfway there. Because it's easy. Because it's easy. If you have clarity, you know that, and then what you are other, this thing. For example, 2 + 2, you have that. And obviously equal 4. You don't know the ending result. You don't know what result comes out at the end, but get there easily because you have all the data. But what is important? So other than developing speaking reason that which give you a to intuition, halfway to intuition, what is important is to understand that in a way we all get things wrong because, simply because all the data that we might have are not exhaustive. There are certain things that we might have not considered just because we are not trained, we don't have wide consciousness, great consciousness, you know, enough to consider the factors. So we say 2 + 2 = 4, but maybe we forgot there's another 1 somewhere. So the result is wrong. Okay. So it's really important. Just having clarity anyway will help you to decipher the messages from the universe, from the source into your own language with clarity. It's really important to understand what's going on within you with clarity. And that's the advice for people who want to develop their intuition. Take regular mind. I understand that now in this life, you're busy with your job, you're busy with what you want to do in life, but you can do that once a month if you are consistent. For, you don't have to do that for all your life, but once a month for the next 6 months, okay? 3 days of total reclusion, total solitude will help you to clean up. And what do you do in those 3 days program? You meditate, you practice technique, develop your intuition, you take a journal, only mire to that, and eat very little. And you're going to go through this in process, which is incredible. Obviously, you know your limit. Talk with your doctor first. You know what you should do. You know that if you need certain medicine, you have to bring them. Then if you have certain requirements. But generally, no, you have to use common sense. But generally, try to eat not so much so that your mind free, your brain can be free, your system can be free from the digestive process. Let them go more into the spirit. And do that only in relation to what you can, obviously. Now, the inner voice, the intuition that we all have access to is already present. You don't have to grasp it. It is already present. At the moment you start relaxing enough. Really important to understand. We have to relax enough. And when you relax enough, you process of unlearning of everything that you have done before. Once you start unlearning, if you keep your awareness and your power of choice is something seen bringing you strong, step out and think. Let me say that again. Step out of anything that seems to influence you upon which you don't have clarity, step out, away from those people, away from the person, away from the book, away from everything. Step out and think. unless the feeling is a spiritual feeling that's uplifting and so full of power and joy with no demandings, with nothing, just pure joy, in that case, just go with it, okay? But a deep spiritual sense of joy and peace, eight aspects of God. If you experience one of those eight, I've talked about in many of my previous shows, so you can go to the archives and have a look at them. And I also talk about them in my little book of meditation, The Golden Jewel. Just go there and have a experience those. You just have to let go, obviously. But if the influence is of an external, then you have to step back. But once you unlearn all that you have been put in your mind that create a filter, for perception of pure intuition, then you start having perception. Once you start having clarity of perception, then you are the true witness of life. You just seeing life as it is. And you start having true wisdom. You start staying in touch with true wisdom and the all-knowing being that you are. You're open, just open to all possibilities because, you know, there's nothing in your mind, a pathway. There's no pathway in your mind that will tell you, no, this one has to go. This is going to be always like that. So this is why it is important to just unlearn only what's enough to perceive what's behind your mind. Okay? You have to unlearn. That comes at that your mind can grasp everything. It cannot. You have to relax. The nature of the mind is to live in a world of opposites. You have to go beyond the world of opposites, then stop separating and realize what's happening as a whole, okay? Now, once you have access to that kind of all possible screening thing, this screening reality of you, you can open as many screens as you like. And he got in touch with that. When you have unlearned the process, when you're totally aware of the wholeness, at that point, whatever you think, is pure in its pure state, collapses into reality. That means that you can manifest the life you want. So you see, staying in touch with intuition is just not you receiving information, but you accessing a field that is pure creative power. And this is what quantum physics talks about. This is what, for some people, it does not work because they need to step back or upward and go beyond the mind in order to access that field. And I've seen it many times. Every time I could relax enough, every time I could step back from all the filters of this view, what I've learned, whatever, blah, 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 away. Pure awareness, pure being. Then from there, gently, a simple thought of the wanted, okay? Conscious choice there with good intention. It has great power. It has great power. Effortless power. Effortless power. So you see, you have inner voice, and following your inner voice simply means staying in touch with that creative source, understanding what is your direction in life for the universe, because this is where it comes from, the universe, and the interest of the universe, which is an intelligent force that permeates everything, is to create balance, to expand itself with balance. Now, you have to understand behind all this, there's a whole science. This is a science, even though it cannot be proved. There is a comfortable kind of intuitive vibration, let's say. But it is there. We have proved it many times. If I called you, you know that you would call. And these are such small little things. You know, the all-knowing is already present, giving you messages. And this is important because it's not there giving you messages like, at the moment, opening yourself to what is already present. Okay, this is really important to keep in mind. It's already there. It's already present. If you have a necessity to know something, the answer is already present in that moment. The fact you have a necessity, that means there's an answer as well, because the universe knows how it's going, and it needs to recreate balance within itself. So the answer is there, present, and it's really accessible for you, and you just have to go. Now, when you are in touch with your true being, obviously you have freedom of perception. That means that whatever is your life now, however is your life now, or whatever it is because you're perceiving it in that way. Life is really that simple. Drive reflects back to you what is your perception like. And these perceptions are just equal points of view of the universe, equals energy of the universe, no matter how it seems like, no matter how it seems like. They are equal. Therefore, once you are a pure being, you have freedom of perception. You can perceive whatever you want, however you want it. You will see that there's no difference between you and somebody else in that field. Okay? But what is that at that point you start to unstuck yourself. You get unstuck from your reality that it's tied on you. Whatever happens and is present in your reality, it's a game that is being played. So give up the game. And to give up the game, you will see that you will start feeling good, because you will not lose yourself. And you can take the game back if you want, because it's just a matter of perception. Okay? So, for example, when I talk about astrology, and this is a very important thing, because astrology is just understanding what to bring clarity. What is it that create your perception? What is it that are your points of view, your self-imposed limitations, with clarity. And once you have clarity, it's easy to move beyond that. You know, once you know what the problem is about, it's easy to move beyond. Okay, it's really important just knowing it and relaxing enough in will give you the power, clarity will give you the power to move beyond. And at that point, when you give up the game, yes, oh really, I have this problem, I have Mercury square Jupiter, that makes me too optimistic and sometimes I get fooled. That's not your limit. That's a point of view. That's an idea that you have adopted. And I think, honestly, if it's too difficult, just leave it. But honestly, I really think it is important to know, because when that thing will come up, you know it's that thing and not anything else, and you have clarity. And once you start upon something, you can just say, okay, this is it, and the perception I have of life. This is how I'm experiencing life through the filter of the mind. But your mind is flexible, it's not fixed. The mind of the you is continuously expanding. So you start feeling good, and you start unstucking yourself. And then you have freedom of perception. So what is important to understand right away, and then let me repeat that, you need to relax. First, relax. Relaxation is one of the most important things that you can do, okay? Be aware. That relaxation, you need to keep your awareness high. It comes into play. Great, because the awareness that you keep while accessing that field beyond the mind, is what gives you creative power. It what gives you awareness of the intuitive message of your inner voice, okay? And then perceive openness and goodness. Once you are in touch with that peace, once you're in touch with that quiet feeling of the presence of God, the aspect, you know automatically, and this is the fourth step, you know automatically what to do. You don't even have to ask a question. Once you get there, you know automatically what to do. It's really important. One thing Don't think about your problem when you start doing this. Just relax. Just be aware in that relaxation. To like one of the the techniques I teach, like for example the Hong Sao technique. You can do that. Think about that. Just observing your breath coming in and out, and as you're breathing, think. To breathe out, think. So, and you don't have to control the breath at all. Hong so, and you keep on breathing in and out without controlling the breath, letting the breath coming in and out on its own accord, just observing the breath. At some point, the breath, like for example between the inhalation and the exhalation, or between the exhalation and the inhalation, in those poses, there is a moment of pure freedom. So here it is. The first thing is to relax and to be aware, as we were saying. Relaxing, totally relaxation means relaxation of the body, mind, and soul in order to receive the spirit. Be aware. This is a process that can be meditated, can be a meditative process. And then we go on, and then we perceive the openness that is existing within yourself and everywhere. Until you perceive that, you cannot really have a clear answer on what you're asking for, okay? Really important. Once you know that anyway, and you just bring your thought, your mind, in the direction of what you need to know, what you need to have an answer about, the answer is already present. Then there is a, and that is optional. It's an optional step. That is, you can make a conscious choice of that, on what screen you want to focus on. You see your life as a movie on a big screen. And that is, you just relax into that. That is your new reality. It's manifest. You just see it manifesting it. Watching it. Okay? You see it manifested just by watching it. It's really worth trying. Try to get into that place when there's nothing. And I was explaining the technique of the Hong Sao technique. I was saying Hong as you breathe in, Sao as you breathe out, and those poses between the breath are moments of freedom from duality. Really important to understand here that the observer is a fundamental thing. You don't have to act on your breath. You don't have to use willpower to control the breath, because at some point, what is going to happen with the Hong Sao technique, which I explain on my website for free? Go there, and there's an article where I explain the technique. There's an excerpt from my book from the material section, from the free material section. I also guide you briefly. I explain it with my voice briefly on the website, so just go there. But this is what is going to happen. At some point, the observer within you, which is actually the pure awareness, the transcendental part, will separate from you breathing. And when that happens, you have separated from nature. In that moment, you live in two worlds at the same time. You are, that is living at the transcendental level, beyond the mind, totally aware, and you see yourself like something, like an essence, or I don't know how to explain that. You have something present in the universe, breathing in and out, and it's really that. It's going to come easy, some part will come easy, but when you are there, you know that you have accessed consciously your true power, who you really are. You just go back to the source. This is why this is just a simple technique, but it can give you a strong life change. And let me go on. So here we have two things, you and the universe. One is you, one is the universe, or even better, one is the universe and then it's you, okay? And the universe cares about you, because at the beginning, God said something like, I want to experience myself. In order to do that, I need to create duality. So I have to throw myself out instead of in. I have to throw myself out. And in order to perceive what I'm creating, I have to use the senses. But I'm going to do that with balance. Okay? So what the universe cares about is to expand itself with great care, with expansion, and so in order to experience creation. And you are the instrument through which the universe is going to do that. And you are not a slave. You are an active, an important, you have played an important role in the universe experiment. You have free will. The fact that you have consciousness, it makes you a co-creator. It makes you a of this creation that the universe is experiencing in it. Now, the fact is, when you start forgetting about that, why are you always starting to forget about that? Because if there is a power that projects you forward and your faith is directed only in the direction to which you are projecting yourself, obviously you never turn back. You never turn back source and what? You start forgetting about this. After you did that for millions of years, you start forgetting about the source. And you say, but there's something in saying, I'm not living myself. Why? I'm not living the essence of myself. I'm not happy anymore. You forgot of the power that is projecting you forward, you see. Now, should you have guidance then to restore that balance between you and the universe? Yes, you want to experience life, but to experience your essence. Because if you don't want to experience your essence, and once you experience your essence, it's impossible that you're going to do something wrong. If you experience your essence 24 hours a day, it's impossible you're going to do something wrong. Because you stop identifying yourself with what you've been projecting forward, but you start understanding your true purpose, which is that of expansion of the universe. Okay? So this is a really important thing. This is a really important thing. Best the guidance anyway in this world, because you have still a real great picture of awareness, will tell you only the next step. Tell you only the next step, because you're stuck in this world. Stuck is one, and not you. I mean, everybody is, unless it's totally free, like Jesus, like those great, like Buddha, like Yogananda, great self-realized master. But it's going to tell you guidance, and okay, I'm going to give you one step at a time, because otherwise you're going to get the two of this together and you're going to proceed through your own mind, through your own things, and you're going to mess up everything. One step at a time. You're not going to have the whole picture. Usually, some people might some of the people don't act in life because they just have the whole picture and they say, how can I do the next step? But now I know what the next step should be like. Since I have the whole picture in front of me, I'm getting confused. So it's better just to have the next step, because that next step will definitely realign you in track with what you're going, with the universe, okay? And now, also, one other reason why you're not going to get the whole picture right away is because you're still attached and what you did. And I'm not saying this is wrong. I think this is great. You want to live, right? We want to live our dream. We want to experience life as we like to say, well, I want to be a singer, or I want to have a family, I want to get married. Dream of your family, you want to live your dream of having beautiful friends, whatever your dream is, whatever your dream is, you want to live it. So the guidance you're going to have, in life, for this life, is that will bring you closer to your dream. Because at some point, once you get there, you will see that you're not getting quite there yet. There will be always something that says, okay, if I would have this 10% more, I would be a little happier. And then you will start giving the dream for one, until some point you'll say, okay, my dream is to fully as a whole. Okay, you're just giving up all dreams. You just start everything just to be here and expand yourself as much as you can, as the universe is not as you. So what is important is balance between you and the universe. I'm not saying you should not live your dream, but I'm saying you should not live one reality without the other. And this is really important. Even though you identify totally yourself with the universe, that individual spark within you, that you, will not disappear. You cannot negate yourself to the point you don't exist anymore. You will exist because you've been created. You will exist. The difference will be in you identifying with that little limitation that you've been carrying on for a long time. And the universe has intelligence. It is not just a mechanism. You have not just a physical mechanism. You cannot negate that. You together can cooperate and just live. This is my advice for you. Just start living as you would like to live, without voices telling you what to do, without the shadow people inside you what to do. Balance. It's really important, you and the universe, to stay in balance, together, cooperate. Balance is there as soon as you can relax and perceive openly your awareness. When you start perceiving openly your awareness, you'll see that is you, that is the true essence of who you are. And it is possible at that point to beyond the laws of this world, beyond the laws of the universe, beyond the laws of cause and effect, beyond the laws of karma. Only at that point, because yes, you will still be experiencing life here, but at that point, you can create life from that level, including beyond cause and effect. Okay? And can you live beyond cause and effect? I invite you, and this is my suggestion to you. You have to evaluate it, you have to experiment it, you have to see it by yourself. Okay? What I want to say is the more I started to do that, what happened to me is that I started to see the contradictions in the world and theories, in every theory, in true theory, actually, are present, are part of the same game. You can divide them. You cannot say, no, this is a contradiction of the other concept, therefore it cannot stay here. You cannot say that, because duality is included in the whole. He is the forces of opposites living in this planet, okay? So that's, those contradictions, like, for example, you don't need any techniques, and then you realize that the techniques sometimes are helpful. This is a contradiction, right? But nevertheless, you're living both worlds, the transcendental and the dual, where the dual is gathered all to all at once. Sometimes you need techniques, sometimes you don't need techniques. And there are contradictions inside theories and inside things, and they're totally part of the same whole. And when you start to relax more and more into your essence, which is your transcendental essence, through a technique, through a meditation, through whatever is your method, and it's great, you will have to accept that are included in the same thing. And once you start to understand that, you stop looking for guidance to fix something. You don't have to fix anything anymore. You want to... And here we are again. Sorry again, and as I promised, I'm still here. We're not going to have a long run, but we're almost finished. But stay in tune, because I'm going to just tell you a little bit, a few tricks more on how to follow your inner voice. And I will also invite you to go to my website, because there I give very practical technique. I'll explain what intuition is from a different angle than what I've talked today. Okay, so just go there and listen to that. And also there's a technique called opening the heart center and the spiritual eye. I guide you to that technique through the free material section on my website, www.joycelestial.com, www.joycelestial.com. If you go on, on the profile page of the radio here, Awareness of the Soul, you will see that there are many links. So just go there and you can go to my website very easily. Now, what I was saying is just get out of your identification with your perceptions, okay? This is what it means to go beyond the mind. Just get out of the identification that you have with yourself, with your perceptions, and of the perceptions themselves. You don't have to be a slave of what you perceive, basically. This is what I'm saying. And at that point, when you start leaving both words, the transcendental words, which is beyond the breath, and the words, which is in the breath, you will see that whatever is that constricted your life in a certain environment, in a certain situation, a certain way of thinking, this is just there present. It does not really belong to you, because what is it you is that spark which is beyond, the observer, the total observer, the total witness, and then is you projected, the breath and the thought is you projected in creation. And you can actually have an experience of that through the meditation technique of the Hong Shao after some time, or sooner or later, depends on you, depends on how much you're grasping thoughts of the time you're trying to identify yourself. But that's your nature. And it is important to understand, though, that the techniques are there to help you to have awareness, to help you to have consciousness. So techniques are great. Fantastic, and there are different techniques for everyone, for every individual, because we're all different sparks of the universe, even though there are certain things that work at the same time, obviously, certain mechanisms, but eventually they will grow organically with you. These techniques, they will get modified through you naturally as you start doing them. And the techniques have to bring you there, but at some point, also the abandonment of the technique is necessary. Otherwise, you get attached to another perception. The technique is another perception, is another idea. I mean, this technique, otherwise I cannot be myself. No, you can be yourself all the time. The technique is conceived in a way that will take you there. Once you're there, you have to give it up. Remember, you have to give it up. You don't want to live with that technique for all your life. You want to give it up and you want to be free. And at some point when you be totally free, you will not need it anymore. But until you're totally free, sometimes you will need it. You will need regular practice. You will need balance. And needing or non-needing, you need the techniques, you don't need it. You need certain things, you don't need certain things. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. I know it sounds strange, but they all live, the needing and not need, they all live present at the same time within opposite. And once you understand that, once you start to understand it and you stop fixing, you start having freedom. And you say, okay, so I don't have to fix this anymore. Oh, thank God. Now I can just relax and I can just be who I am. I can just be who I am and just be who you are, which is the best thing. So talking about techniques anyway, and I tell you, in men, we have certain parts of ourselves within our body, within our system, that have roles, let's say. In this dual world of opposites, we have a role behind this dual world of opposites, where everything is transcendental. We don't have roles at all. We just have the pure essence and a spark. We have a part in the picture of God. But in here, we have roles. We have systems. We have things through which the universe experiences itself. And we have centers in ourselves. We have chakras. Then chakras are like energetic systems. Most of you know probably who are listening, but they are like vortexes of energies, but they are portals of energies more than vortex. Yes, they look like a vortex, but they are portals of energy. They have the power to interact, to serve as a bridge between the transcendental world and this world of matter, and through the material world to the transcendental world. So they have this. They are all these portals at different levels, different kinds of states of consciousness that will make you communicate with the transcendental world, and the transcendental world will make would be possible, will be able to experience its life through you, through these portals. Okay? And there are especially two centers of consciousness, two chakras that are important in order to receive beautiful intuitive messages, what I call divine intuition. And these two points are the heart center and the spiritual eye. The heart center is located around the heart area, a little bit at the back. If you put your shoulder blades together, bring your shoulders down, you will probably start stimulating the heart. And the spiritual eye is located at the point between the eyebrows, at the root of the nose. Okay? It's there, a little bit backward and up, and it's there. You can just start pinching your spiritual eye vertically and horizontally, just start feeling a pulse there. And once you feel that pulse, physical pulse, you can focus your concentration, you can focus your awareness, and through the focus of that awareness, you can start feeling the spiritual eye. So the pinch, yes, it will stimulate a little bit the spiritual eye, but it's not, the pinching is more to make you able to direct your focus effectively. Once you do that, what happens is, once you start relaxing, you can ask questions through the spiritual eye and the heart center, and receive the answer through the heart and the spiritual eye at the same time. Some people say, through the spiritual eye, you have to send the message, and you receive it from the heart. These are the two things. But at the beginning, at the beginning, use both, open both, open your heart, just stimulate your heart physically, and then relax until you feel its essence, and then stimulate physically your spiritual eye at the point between the eyebrows until you can just relax and feel its essence. At that point, you can start breathing. This is a technique that I explain on the website. Please just open your free account, listen to it, and practice it. Start breathing in a circular motion. Like from the heart, breathe in and up to the spiritual eye, and then you breathe out without stopping the breath, down to the heart and breathing up, and keep on this circular motion going on, and then stop and feel how much you've stimulated your heart and the spiritual eye. At that point, the feeling that you have is more important than the words and ideas you might have. So, if you want to ask a question, you have to transmute in your mind your question into this feeling of peace and joy that you have. That is the language of your soul. And that language of the soul is the language through which you're going to experience your communication with the divine. So here you go. You transform your question, your ideas, whatever you want to communicate into that feeling, and you gather it in the spiritual eye. Then once it is gathered enough, it gets sent out automatically, and you get it back at the heart center. You get the answer back at the heart center in the form of the feeling. At that point, you ask God or the universe to transmute, to translate those pure feeling into an answer, into a language that you can understand. And that could be through ideas, through symbols, through visual things, through a thought, or through a message you're going to have very soon, because that answer entered your system. That means it entered your energetic system from a transcendental world. And what happens is once it entered your transcendental system through the chakra, it will manifest around you. That means that it is really possible that you go out in the world and you're going to have your answer somewhere else through manifested world. Okay? Okay, so today I think we're going to close here, and thank you very much for listening, and I'm so sorry we had some inconveniences with the lines, but what happens is also this, that today I had the opportunity to try this microphone, and I think that because I'm talking through Skype right now, but I'm thinking that the quality of this microphone is much better than the phone. Well, let's see, maybe even though there has been inconveniences, this has been good for us to understand how I can broadcast better this radio show. Anyway, thank you for listening. Visit my website, www.joycelestial.com. Sign up for your free account. Have access to free material, techniques. And this section will expand. Give me some time, because I'm just alone. I'm doing everything on my own. Give me some time. But I'm very happy. Also, if you have questions, just write me back. Just write me asking me questions upon something. Obviously, ask questions that maybe I can answer and for you on the radio show, okay? If you want to have a session with me, like a real work with me, then you can book a session with me. If you have questions that are short, I would be happy to answer them right away. No problem at all. And I'm very happy to communicate with you also, okay? So, please visit my website, see what I'm doing there, and I'll talk to you next week, Awareness of the Soul, Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific, and Sunday, 1 p.m. for Bangkok in Thailand. Thank you for all the listeners, and I'll talk to you soon. Goodbye from Vincent Santee, Awareness of the Soul.